It's time for Utah StoryCorps. Everyday people sharing their story at the StoryCorps recording booth in Vernal during July of last year. Today, Frank Andreessen tells his friend Boyd Edwards the story of how he met his wife, Marlene.
So Frank, tell me about how you met your wife, Marlene.
All right. I went to see Patricia O'Connell, a family friend. Asked her if she'd like to go out to dinner or whatever, and she said she would, except that she had a roommate who was in the hospital and had an appendectomy. She wanted to know if I'd drive her over to see her roommate, and I said, yes, I will. We arrived there at the hospital, and we started to go up the stairs, and the nurse called to us and said, only one of you can go up, because I think she still has a visitor up there. And so she can only have two visitors at a time. And something happened to me. You have to understand, when I was in the Army, I was pretty buff. I was 180 pounds, and there wasn't an ounce of fat on me. And I felt like I could do anything I wanted to do. So I just, sort of on an impulse, I don't know why, I think I know why now, but I just went over and pounded my fist down on that desk and told that nurse, you mean I've driven all the way from El Paso, Texas to see my wife, and you're not going to let me go? She said, well, I don't think she's married. And I said, well, she is, and I aim to go up and see her. Come on, Patty, let's go. And so up the stairs we started. And I was feeling pretty in control of the situation until I got to the first landing on the stairs and looked back, and the nurse was following us up the stairs.
She was trying to verify your story to see if...
Yeah, I was feeling a little guilty, actually, at that time. I'd told that story, and it wasn't like me to lie, so it wasn't a lie. It was just a story. But I glanced behind me as we were walking down the hall, and that nurse was still coming. She was following us. But we opened the door and went in the room, and here was this girl laying there in bed.
That you had never met.
That I'd never seen her before in my life. But she was an attractive girl. And I thought, well, this is my chance. And so I just went over and gave her a kiss. Kissed her right on the lips. And said, hi, honey. And she said, oh, well, hi. And I turned and looked at the nurse that was in the door. And the nurse just smiled and gave me a little toodaloo kind of wave, you know. And so she left. And Patty said, this is Marlene McGavin. Told her I was Frank Andreessen, and we talked, and it was friendly, and we laughed and had a pretty good time, although she was still feeling pretty much out of it. Fateful day.
Frank and Marlene were married for 50 years. These conversations were recorded at the StoryCorps recording booth in Vernal and will be archived at the Library of Congress. Support for this segment of the Utah StoryCorps project is made possible in part by our members and Memory Mark, helping families to preserve and relive precious memories that help keep us connected to the people we love. Information at memorymark.com.